Hey there, traders. Looking to take the guesswork out of trading in only 10 minutes a day? Then you need to head on over to AIStockTradingSystem.com right now, where you can get our five-step system to take the guesswork out of trading in only 10 minutes per day. And the only place to get that is at AIStockTradingSystem.com. That's AIStockTradingSystem.com.
So you have to take those small losses in order to make the big wins worth your time. Because if you have one loss, it takes 10 wins to make back, you're destined for failure.
This is the How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast, brought to you by 10MinuteStockTrader.com, where we cover finance, stocks, options, entrepreneurship, education, and money. And here's your host, voted one of the top 100 people in finance, Christopher Yule.
Hey there, traders. Welcome back to today's How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast. Today, we have a special lesson for you. I'm putting it here on the podcast because I really believe that this is going to provide you massive, massive value. And that's what I'm trying to do here. And hey, listen, if this podcast was useful to you at all, I really highly suggest that you go check out the full trading course at AIStockTradingSystem.com. That's AIStockTradingSystem.com.
Markets are people. People are predictable. Outlier can show you how to track market fear and greed with artificial intelligence on over 1,300 of the largest market cap names. Visit outlier.com to learn more. That's OVTLYR.com. They have a free pilot program for the rest of 2021 that you can get access to right now at OVTLYR.com. That's OVTLYR.com.
Hey, make sure you subscribe and hit the bell so you'll be notified every time we give you more tools, tips, and tricks to help you trade faster and trade smarter every single week. Hey there, traders. Welcome back to today's How to Trade Stocks and Options podcast. Today, we're going to be listening to Charlie Munger, the number one thing to do to be a great investor. Now, if that sounds like something you want to learn, you're in the right spot. So let's get right into it.
One drug company has a better drug pipeline than another. You want to go. When you're young, someplace it's very inefficient.
And you shouldn't be trying to guess whether the stock market's going to go up or whether long-term bonds are going to change in yield. I mean, you don't have anything to going in that kind of a game.
Subscribe to my channel.
Matthew Monahan from Palo Alto, California. Mr. Buffett, Mr. Munger, first of all, I want to thank both of you for freely sharing your wisdom and knowledge over the years. Even though we've never met in person, I consider you both to be close personal mentors and attribute your teachings and philosophies to any success.
By the way, that's super critical, key, and important is surrounding yourself with people you want to learn from and be like. There's this great quote that says, you are the average of the five people you spend your time with. Totally, totally agree. And I appreciate that I have become one of those people to you. And to me, I look for other people to do that, right? So a rising tide lifts all ships. And that's exactly how I feel about this podcast. You're listening to me. I'm listening to other people. We're all growing together. But I recently heard something today. It was like your self-image, how you view yourself, is like a thermostat. If you set the thermostat at 80, it doesn't matter what comes at it. You could open the door in the freezing weather and the heat will kick on. You can open the door in the middle of summer and the AC will kick on. It will always try and come back to an equilibrium point. But when you are around these other people, it raises your set point. Maybe instead of being 80, you're now 84. Maybe another couple years go by, you've learned a lot. You're finding new people to be around. You've left your old friends. You found some new friends. Maybe that 84 becomes an 88. And little by little, you grow into the person that you want to become because you're surrounding yourself with the people that you want to become. So that's it for today's episode. No, I'm just joking. Actually, I do feel like that was a decent little thing that he said there and we're talking about.
Success I've had in business so far. So thank you. Here's my question. For a 23-year-old with high ambitions, some initial working capital, and a genetic wiring, as you call it, for disciplines like investments, mathematics, and technology, what do you foresee as the significant areas of opportunity over the next 50, even 100 years? And if you were in my shoes, what would be your approach and methodology for really learning, tackling, and mastering these areas of opportunity for the purpose of massive value creation?
Well, I remain very...
I do want to point out that Charlie Munger's over here just like snacking down on stuff. It's not the first time he's had a 23-year-old ask him, hey, how do I be great?
And frankly, when you get the chance to talk to somebody like Lorimer Davidson as I did was when I was 20 years old. I probably learned more from Lorimer Davidson in those 4 or 5 hours than I learned in college, with the, you know, exception of learning some accounting or one or two subjects like that. So you just want to soak it up. If you have those qualities you talked about, you'll see the areas as you go along. I mean, we have, Charlie and I probably, you know, we've made money in a lot of different ways, some of which we didn't anticipate, you know, when we were 30 or 40 years ago. But we did have the ability to recognize some. We didn't have the ability to recognize others, but we did know when we knew what we were doing and when we didn't, and we just kept looking. We had a curiosity about things. You would know at a time like the long-term capital management crisis, for example, that there were going to be ways to make money. I mean, they were going to be out there, and all you had to do was just read and think.
Okay, so just to give a little bit of background, Steve Burns, one of my friends, he loves talking about long-term capital management. Basically, they sold out of the money options, and they basically said that there's no possible way this could ever work against them. There's no possible way that our strategy can blow up, because we have a couple of the guys who made the Black-Scholes model. It's like we have Black and Scholes here. And not only that, they had like PhDs, and they had some of the greatest investors in the world in long-term capital management, and it blew up. So that's where Warren's point is going here, is that, you know, anything can happen, right? And even on a strategy that has a 99% win rate, there's that one chance that things could not work out your way.
8 or 10 hours a day, and you were going to cover a lot of possibilities, probably a very high percentage of them good, and some of them sensational. So you can't really lay it out ahead of time. You can't have a defined roadmap, but you can have a reservoir of thinking, looking at different kinds of businesses, looking at different kinds of securities, looking at markets in different places, and you will then spot a reasonable number of things that come along. You won't spot every one of them. We've missed all kinds of things. But the biggest thing, too, is to have something in the way you're programmed so that you don't ever do anything where you can lose a lot. I mean, our best ideas have not been better than other people's best ideas, but we've never had a lot of things that pulled us way back. So we never went 2 steps forward and 1 step back. We probably went 2 steps forward and a fraction of a step back. But avoiding the catastrophes is a very important thing, and it will be important in the future. I mean, you will have your chance to participate in catastrophes. Charlie?
Warren's point here is that the asymmetrical leverage of what they do, this is just like buying a call option. There's only so much you can lose, but in theory, you have infinity to win. That's the style of trading that I trade, is that you've got to limit your losses. No matter what, you have to limit your losses. You don't want losses to work exponentially against you. You want your winners to work exponentially for you. So you have to take those small losses in order to make the big wins worth your time. Because if you have one loss, it takes 10 wins to make back, you're destined for failure.
Yeah, and of course, the place to look when you're young is in the inefficient markets. You shouldn't be trying to guess whether, you know, one drug company has a better drug pipeline than another. You want to go, when you're young, someplace that's very inefficient.
Inefficient.
And you shouldn't be trying to guess whether the stock market's going to go up or whether long-term bonds are going to change in yield. I mean, you don't have anything going in that kind of a game. But you can have a lot going in games that very few people are playing, and maybe where they're even got their heads screwed on wrong in terms of how they're thinking about the subject. The RTC was a great example of a chance to make a lot of money. I mean, here was a seller of hundreds of billions of dollars worth of real estate, where the people that were selling it had no economic interest in it, were eager to wind up the thing, you know, and they were selling at a terrible time when the people who had been venturesome in lending were no longer lending. The people who had been venturesome in the equity end of real estate had gotten cleaned out. So you had a great background of environment, and then you had an imbalance of intensity in terms of analyzing situations between the seller, which was the government, with a bunch of people who had no economic interest in it and were probably eager to wind up the job, and buyers on the other side who were of the generally cautious type, because the more venturesome type had taken themselves out of action. So, and there were huge amounts of property. So you get these opportunities, and you'll get more. I mean, there won't be any scarcity of opportunities in your life, although there will be days when you feel that way.
Awesome. So, yeah. This is actually a really great trading video. Sometimes these videos don't work out so much in my favor because I don't watch them ahead of time. But this really was, and it's because, like you said, the asymmetrical leverage. And that's exactly the point that they wanted to get across here. Take 2 steps forward, half a step back, a quarter step back. Don't take two steps back. Don't take two steps forward and then three steps back. Don't sell the Iron Condor that has a 10-to-1 risk return relationship and you let it go. And now you have to have 10 trades in a row go right in order to make up for the one that went wrong. I say that with passion because that's how I blew up my account the first time. So listen, the point of today's lesson is find the asymmetrical leverage. Listen to these two guys, Charlie Munger and Warren Buffett. They feel like they probably have something that they know what they're doing. But really, the key here is take two steps forward, a quarter step back, and use that asymmetrical risk return in your favor. And once you do, you're going to be set up. So hey, listen, I hope you found this useful. If you did, make sure you smash the like and tune in next week for more tools, tips, and tricks that we upload every single week to help you trade faster and trade smarter. And I'll see you on the next episode. Okay, so what'd you think? That was pretty incredible, right? Now, if you liked that, that's only a taste, only a sample of what you're going to find in the full AI stock trading system. And I really highly encourage you to go and check this out. Obviously, you are interested in learning and how to trade, and that's why you're listening to this podcast. Now, I'm going to take and download my entire trading system that I use day in and day out onto you. And the only way I'm going to be able to do that is over at the AIStockTradingSystem.com. You're going to get phase 1, 2, and 3, several bonuses. And on top of that, I'm going to walk you through over a dozen trades that I put on inside of my account, holding your hand and showing you exactly how I got in, how I got out, how I use the artificial intelligence data, and how this could work inside of your own trading portfolio on a daily basis. So make sure you head on over to AIStockTradingSystem.com. That's AIStockTradingSystem.com to learn more and to get started and to download my decade plus worth of trading experience into your hands so you can start using the AI Stock Trading System today, the five-step system to take the guesswork out of trading. Hey, if you like this video, let me know by leaving me a like below and then subscribe and share it with somebody you think could use it as well. Be sure to comment below with your biggest takeaway from this episode and any suggestions you have for future episodes. And finally, make sure you watch these other videos to help you trade faster and trade smarter, and I'll see you on the next episode.
10MinuteStockTrader.com content is for information and educational purposes only. It is not, nor is it intended to be, trading or investment advice or recommendation that any security, futures contract, options contract, transaction, or other financial instrument or strategy is suitable for any person. Trading securities can involve high risk and the potential for total loss of any funds invested. 10MinuteStockTrader.com and Christopher Yule, through its content, financial programming, or otherwise, does not provide investment or financial advice or make investment recommendations. Investment information provided may not be suitable for all investors and is provided without respect to the individual investors and audience's financial sophistication, financial situation, investing time horizon, or risk tolerance. 10MinuteStockTrader.com and Christopher Yule are not in the business of trading securities trades, nor does it direct client commodity accounts or give commodity trading advice, tailored to any particular client situation or investment objectives. 10MinuteStockTrader.com and Christopher Yule are not licensed financial advisors, registered investment advisors, or registered broker-dealers. Stocks, options, futures, futures options, and other financial instruments not included here involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. You alone are responsible for making your investment and financial trading decisions, and for evaluating the merits and risks associated with the use of any financial security and broker platform. For more information, please visit 10MinuteStockTrader.com/legal. And thanks for stopping by.